Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. Well, we got what we expected, but Samsung's managed to keep their new foldable phones at the same price as last year. How is this possible? How can it be done? Because everything's going up.
I think that's to their credit, and that's why I want to call it out, because everything's going up in price. It's crazy, and we all see it everywhere. But here's Samsung with, you know, a smartphone that is frankly already at a great price, because it's folding in half, right? You've got a piece of glass that folds in half, folks. That's remarkable to me. At $1,500, the fact that you can get that last year was mind-blowing. So I kind of expected it to go from $1,499 to $1,599, but no, same price, $1,499 for the flip, and then the more expensive, larger folding phone that opens like a book to a bigger screen is $2,499. So the fact that they've been able to maintain that price is a win for consumers. Plenty of great deals going around for, like, if you're going to trade in your phone or trade up. So the telcos and Samsung offering that. So, you know, not a bad opportunity right now to be thinking, actually, I'll put my name down, I'll put my money down, and I'll get myself a new phone, and they'll give me a bunch of cash for my old one, and, you know, I'm not paying the same amount as I might do. So it's not a bad time to look at a new phone, especially if you want one of these fancy foldables.
I do like a foldable phone. Of course, many moons ago, I had a flip phone, so it's a little bit different looking-wise anyway than what my old flip phone was.
But it's the same concept, mate. Yeah. It really is. You know, the idea of opening up the phone to answer. When I hang up from you, I will flip the phone shut. That's just how it works. It is a flashback, but it's still a smartphone in every way, shape, or form on the inside.
And it looks absolutely sensational. I'm going to put my name
I'm
down.
I'm not sure about the purple one I'm using, though, I'll be honest.
What's wrong with purple? Come on, Trevor. What's wrong with purple?
It's just not me.
Put a bit of yellow on it. You got the Melbourne Storm colours. I'm a massive Melbourne Storm fan. There you go. Apple celebrating 40 years in Australia. When I saw this story, I just had to do a bit of Googling just to make sure. 40 years, but commits to green energy for your everyday Apple product to be powered by renewables by 2030, even your iPhone.
Yeah, and so the 40-year thing is phenomenal, but you've got to think, Apple is more than just iPads and iPhones, right? They're computers, and the Apple computer, the Macintosh, they've been around that long, and that's what they're celebrating. But their head of environment, Lisa Jackson, was in Australia this week. You know, she's an important part of the business. She reports directly to Tim Cook, and she announced they were buying a bunch of renewable energy from a new wind farm being built in central Queensland, which is great. Mm-hmm. But at the same time announced that by 2030, and by the way, Apple is already carbon neutral as a company, so their head office, their retail stores, all that kind of stuff. They've already ticked that green box, but they want their supply chain to be green as well, so that's the goal by 2030, and their customer devices will also be green. So that means that by 2030, the creation of a phone, from the assembly to the shipping, to the sale of it, and to your usage, so when you charge your phone over the life of 2 or 3 years of the phone, whatever it might be, Apple is offsetting the power. Apple's offsetting your carbon emissions from the use of that phone themselves.
Wow.
And I think that's a really bold plan. It's obviously very expensive too, but you know what? Good on them. They want to be green. That's how you got to do it.
That is true. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM joining us this morning on The Big Brekkie. And I love watching sports. As a matter of fact, weekends, if I'm not doing broadcasts, I'm dedicated to the couch and putting the feet up and relax, watching a lot of sports. And streaming service Kayo hits a new record number. This is surprising considering, weren't they going to up the price several months ago?
They did, and it hasn't slowed them down. The fact is that people want their sport. We love our sport, and we're watching sport differently. It's not just about live now.
Yep.
A lot of people are watching sport the day after or the morning after in highlights or in minis or the full event. Now, KO hit 1.3 million subscribers. That's huge,
wow.
And just to put that in perspective, Foxtel, the parent company, has 1.4 million home subscribers. So.
Wow.
I would say there's more people watching live sport now on KO than there are on Foxtel. And this means, you know, when you put all those numbers together, there's, you know, 4 million or something Aussies using Foxtel, Fox Sports, KO, Binge, those kind of services. And that's a huge win for the company because they've adjusted themselves to the new world. And KO Sports just is the jewel in the crown in that sense.
And it is a very good service because not only are you watching the live sport that you want to watch, whatever it may be, but you mentioned there about other sports. I do like the fact that with my service, I'm able to watch the National Hot Dog Eating Championships from the United States or some weird sport that comes out and you look at it and you go, I'm not going to watch. And you watch it. It might be handball or something like
it's
that.
Compelling.
Some obscure sport
that
is on this streaming service. Hey, Trevor, really do appreciate your time this morning.
A total pleasure, mate. Talk to you next week.
That you will. It's Trevor Long, the editor for EFTM.com, where you can read further details. It's 1332 4BU.